From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, April 11th. Coming up, Ford is electrifying its best-selling F-150 pickup. Some predict the electric pickup is what will push old-school drivers toward going electric. We'll learn more from Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois lawmakers wrapped up their spring session a few weeks early this year to hit the campaign trail. Alex Degman reports.
Democrats are touting more than $1.8 billion in tax breaks as part of next year's roughly $46 billion budget. It includes a one-year grocery tax freeze, suspends the gas tax increase planned for July for 6 months, and offers one-time property tax rebates up to $300 per homeowner. It also expands the earned income tax credit permanently. Republicans, many of whom voted for the breaks, say they don't go far enough and they should all be permanent. They also wanted more teeth in the anti-crime legislation that was passed addressing carjackings, expressway shootings, and large-scale retail thefts. The state used federal COVID relief money to help tackle longstanding debt and repay some of the billions incurred when unemployment benefits were expanded during the pandemic. I'm Alex Degman.
Among the measures passed by the Illinois Senate in the final hours of session Friday night was a joint resolution to name a portion of Interstate 72 after a fallen Champaign police officer. The resolution would name I-72 between Champaign and Decatur Officer Oberheim Memorial Highway in honor of Chris Oberheim, who was shot and killed last May while responding to a domestic disturbance call. Senator Chapin Rose of Mahomet introduced the resolution. Speaking on the Senate floor late Friday, he said it was appropriate to honor Oberheim with this stretch of highway.
I-72 from Champaign to Decatur. Chris grew up in Decatur. He served in the Decatur Police Department before he transferred to Champaign, where he served honorably before he was killed as a Champaign police officer. Monticello, where they live, is right between the two.
The Senate approved the resolution 56-0. It now moves to the House, but it's unclear when the House will vote on the measure as the legislature has adjourned its spring session. When you think of your local farmers market, you probably imagine a predominantly white space. That's why the Farmers Market Coalition has launched a new anti-racist toolkit. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
The National Coalition wants farmers markets to become more welcoming spaces where people of all backgrounds can find healthy food. Midwest-based Carla Forrest Hewitt helped develop the toolkit, which she says will benefit the health of local communities.
There is a disparity in health, chronic health issues, and lifestyle issues that can be reduced or helped by access to healthy food. So by creating more welcoming spaces, it will help uplift the entire community.
In order to promote an inclusive environment, she says markets need to be proactive about bringing in new vendors and marketing to different communities. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Students gathered at the University of Illinois Arboretum yesterday to celebrate the Hindu festival, Holi. Also known as the Festival of Colors, Holi is celebrated with Indian foods, music, and the ceremonial throwing of colored dyes. The U of I chapter of ASHA for Education held the annual celebration for the first time since the pandemic. Chapter President Shreya Gargia says Holi celebrates several themes.
Holi is an Indian festival, and it celebrates the triumph of good over evil. And so the colors just kind of represent that happiness. It also represents the welcoming of spring and warmer weather.
The ASHA for Education U of I chapter is using proceeds from the festival to increase education resources in India. Still to come, we'll learn about Ford's efforts to transition its iconic F-150 truck from gas guzzler to electric vehicle. That story from Harvest Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
This is Erica Scalise, and I'm the engagement producer at The 21st Show. What issues happening in Illinois matter most to you? Join The 21st Texting Club and add to our weekly conversation. To subscribe to the group, text the word TALK to 217-803-0730. That's 217-803-0730. See you there.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Ford is electrifying its best-selling pickup. The F-150 Lightning rolls onto roads this spring. Ford's trucks, with their rumbling internal combustion engines, have come to symbolize hard work. But the company's trying to prove that its electric F-150 can handle life in the country. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports.
The F-150 has been America's most popular vehicle for 40 years. For that nearly half century, it sounded something like this. But not anymore. The F-150 goes quiet when it's powered by electricity. Ford admits as much in a commercial where its new truck speeds through a puddle, kicking up muddy water.
Now the F-150 Lightning runs nearly silently, but make no mistake, it's built Ford tough.
Still built Ford tough. The carmaker is trying hard to convince customers that an electric vehicle, or an EV as they're called, can work outside of big cities. It's an important pitch for Ford, says John Murphy. He follows the company as an analyst for Bank of America and says the F-150 drives the majority of the company's profits.
And it has, for some time, been the best-selling vehicle in the country for decades. So it really is the keystone of Ford's business.
And it's an important pitch for the future of electric cars. Rural America hosts 70% of the nation's roads. EVs won't catch on without buy-in from rural drivers. And while Chevrolet and GMC have electric pickups in the works, Murphy says Ford has an edge being the first. He says all of the electric truck options could bring a real transformation to the middle of the country.
Electric pickups may drive the real, tipping point for electric vehicles, meaning your mainstream Midwestern truck buyer may join the forces of the Teslas on the coast to really start tipping the scale.
High gas prices might be pushing people toward electric at the moment. But beyond pain at the pump, Ford wanted to make a truck that could work for its drivers. It can tow up to 10,000 pounds. You can plug tools into it out in the field or power a house for up to 3 days. Wanda Young is a chief marketing officer at Ford. She says the automaker knew it needed to get the F-150 Lightning right.
You cannot separate a farmer from their truck. You know, it's just like their favorite pair of jeans.
Young's team has been listening to what customers think of an electric F-150.
We get to see so many of our customers who are coming in, and they're from all different kinds of vocations, from plumbers to landscapers to electricians, and they are talking about how to make this transition to electric.
Cole Brodeen works for a public power district in a rural part of central Nebraska. When he went electric, it didn't go without some comments. Folks compared his Chevy Bolt to a clown car.
At first, I got a lot of guff for it. It is kind of a small car, and I'm a larger guy, so a lot of people think that's funny.
But lately, some of those people have been coming around.
The last few months, with the gas prices really skyrocketing, I have gotten a lot of questions from some people who I thought would never buy an electric vehicle. All of a sudden, they're very interested.
He says maybe an electric pickup could stir up even more interest. Cole's father, Brad, sits next to his son at a dining table. Brad farms and sees how an electric truck could work well out in the fields. But he'd need to be sold on the pickup's hauling power before putting any money down.
Farmers kind of sit back, and we want to make sure things are going to work because everything's expensive. We don't mind trying new things. If we think it's going to work, we're pretty excited about it because innovation has been a good thing in agriculture.
Ford may do just fine, even if Midwestern drivers take their time. About 75% of the people who signed up for the F-150 Lightning so far are new to Ford, suggesting they're not trading in their old gas F-150s just yet. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 62 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Dana Cronin, Jacqueline Barba, and Elizabeth Rembert. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldane. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.